Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, if you want to go and give us a follow. At Ethos Pels is the show. This is an sportsethos.com presentation. The Pels win. Two in a row. We're flying. The New Orleans Pelicans defeat the Milwaukee Bucks, an undermanned Milwaukee Bucks, and we'll get to that. 116 to 112 in overtime. Big games from all of the starters and Nikhil, all scoring in double digits. We're going to break the game down and discuss, well, probably the Zion injury a little bit, because we haven't really touched on that besides the announcement that he's out. We'll talk about what happened to him. And yeah, let's get into it. But before we do that, I would like to thank the sponsors, mybookie.ag. Use the code HOOPBALL on page 3 when you sign up. Get yourself a deposit match bonus. Manscaped.com, use the code HOOPBALL20 at checkout. Give yourself 20% off and free shipping. And also over at the Twitter feed, pardon me, Ethos Fantasy BK. Go and follow that. It's the single most dominant basketball and fantasy news feed on earth. Get all of your NBA news in one handy Twitter feed. It's faster than the competition and provides more analysis too. Again, that's Ethos Fantasy BK on Twitter. Follow now. And we have a brand new daily fantasy partner at Sports Ethos, Thrive Fantasy. Prop up with Thrive Fantasy on their mobile app or at thrivefantasy.com. Use code ETHOS when you sign up to get a 100% deposit match bonus on your first deposit up to $100, plus either 2 or 4 free game tickets to play. Pick player props on the biggest names playing every night. Score points when your props hit. And the players with the most points win a share of the nightly prize money. And check out our Sports Ethos DFS team or podcast for advice on winners. Again, that code is ETHOS over at thrivefantasy.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, after running through all of those, we are going to get into the game review. So, big game for the Pelicans. The Milwaukee Bucks came in with 7 players in the COVID protocols. As you can probably see, they've ramped up the testing across the league, and everyone's fantasy teams are getting decimated. The real teams are getting decimated as well. So they were without Thanasis Antetokounmpo, Chris Middleton, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Dante DiVincenzo, Brook Lopez is injured, Wes Matthews, Sam Ojeleye, and Bobby Portis were all not playing. So the starting lineup was Drew Holiday, the great Drew Holiday, Jason Nwora, Pat Connaughton, Grayson Allen, and DeMarcus Cousins. Bit of a different lineup than what we'd been coming to expect from the NBA champs, but you know, we had to take it to them. They were bare bones. We haven't been hit by COVID protocols, touch wood everywhere, to make sure that we can keep that away from us. But the team came in full strength beside Zion and Kyra, and we went at them. So it was a hard-fought game. We came out of the blocks pretty average, honestly. It wasn't a great quarter. We scored 21 points. They scored 28. And we really weren't adapting to their, I guess, inside outside. The starters started really well. Honestly, I can't say a bad thing. We got DeMarcus Cousins in foul trouble straight away. Herb Jones with a dunk to start the game, and he was fantastic all night. But really, a little bit tough down the stretch to close that quarter. The bench came on and we started making mistakes and the ball wasn't moving. And there's a real issue with the bench, particularly with Kyra, who's an initiator of the offense and was really coming into his own before he got injured. We struggle now. We really struggle when the bench comes on, particularly Satoransky, Garrett Temple coming in, and Nikhil, who just wanted to launch everything, ended up with 17 shots on the night, made five of them, 29%, which makes it a little bit tricky when your bench unit is just, like, to not beat around the bush, unreliable. You can't rely on them. We have a look at turnovers. Garrett Temple had four turnovers in 14 minutes. That's your veteran. Satoransky had zero turnovers, but zero contribution. He was a minus 11, and I think that's being generous because he was an absolute nightmare to have out there. He does nothing. He takes up space. He can't shoot. He doesn't attack. He can't pass. He can't dribble. If I was, and this is probably a bit rude, but if I was as bad as my job as he was and getting paid $10 million, well, you know, I'd be sitting pretty and not saying anything. We've got to find some sort of use for those minutes. You get 4 minutes from Trey Murphy and that's it. You know, and he doesn't get even get, he gets one shot attempt. So you're sitting there going, surely those 12 minutes 17 are used better. Delegate them up. There's 14 minutes of Garrett Temple minutes. Surely we can have a look at the squadron and find a couple of blokes down there. I can see a guy called Joe Young and also Jared Harper who have been absolutely balling out and can't get a run. So I don't know. Maybe we don't like productive point guards. But anyway, huge game for Devontae Graham. Brandon Ingram was good. Josh Hart was awesome. Herb Jones had another stellar game. And Jonas Valanciunas as well. So the starters were just great. And after the big emotional victory from the full court toss from Devontae Graham, huge game coming out again. Shot 8 of 12 from 3. And he was massive, especially down the stretch. When we needed a clutch bucket, Devontae Graham delivered. Second quarter, we came out firing. We outscored him 31 to 21. But we didn't close the quarter very well and end up going into the half pretty much only a tiny bit ahead, 3 points ahead at the halftime. And that was disappointing because you're up by 10 and then you let them back in. Third quarter was even worse. You know, we only scored 25 points. They scored 28. And turnovers were through the roof. We were turning the ball over and Antonio Daniels sums it up perfectly. And I know I always quote him in here, but he just says such good things. You know, he talked about not letting one possession turn into one bad possession turn into multiple bad possessions. And when you turn the ball over, you can't then proceed to let the ball stick and then turn it over again. You need to go back to your fundamentals the following play. And we were pretty good at getting back in terms of the turnovers. I mean, on the night, we had a heap of turnovers. Almost, I think we had 20. 20 turnovers to their 13. You know, you keep them to 19 points off turnovers to our 12. So that means you're getting back. You know, that's 40 potential points that they could have got off turnovers. Instead, we get back and keep it to 19. So it's easy to let go of the rope when you're turning the ball over. And it was their zone defense that they really dug in with that disrupted the team. But it was good that that we managed to push back in defense. And there was a few blocks, and Josh Hart was really good at getting back. Brandon Ingram was good. And of course, Herb Jones. That transition defense is something now that has definitely been an improvement, and I think Willie must have focused on it. I mean, if you're going to turn the ball over this many times, you've got to make sure they don't punish you. And also the turnovers, if they're not live ball, you can defend them a lot easier. So that's what we've got to cut down. But yeah, I mean, Temple's four turnovers, it's unacceptable. It really is. You don't score, you have four rebounds, two assists, zero of three, and four turnovers, minus 18 on the night. It really is unacceptable. And there's got to be a hard look, and it was mentioned in the spaces, Chris Connor, we've had on here, good friend of the show. He has the spaces after every game on Twitter, and if you're not around them, get around them because they're good fun. Before it was cut off, he was talking about, well, the guys in there were talking about how the bench is just unreliable. Guys like Temple and Satoransky, if they make these errors and don't get dragged, they continue to get the minutes. But then Trey Murphy, guys like Jackson Hayes, Najee Marshall, can't see the floor. You know, and I understand Jackson Hayes. He's got a bit of work to do on everything. But guys like Najee and Trey, like, those minutes are better spent. Because they're not helping you. These guys aren't helping you win. They're minus 18, 11. Even Billy tonight was pretty average with 13. Minus 13. And Nikhil was minus 10. So surely we've got to find something else. But I don't know. Maybe that's just my opinion. Third quarter they came out and started pulling away. And I was nervous. I really was. Because we finished the quarter pretty average. And we were not in a good place. And then we all know that Brandon Ingram sits for the first 3 to 4 minutes. That's part of his rotation in the fourth quarter. So Jonas starts, and the first 2 minutes, we have a couple of empty possessions. Wasn't great, and we call a timeout. And I tweeted about Willie calling this timeout. It was a timely timeout because it was before the Pels let go of the rope. And we saw that against the Spurs. We let them play through, and all of a sudden you're down 15 because you don't disrupt the momentum with a timeout. So Willie pulls the cord, and he says, "Nah, that's not what I want. You come and have a chat to me," and we reset. All of a sudden, we score 5 straight, and we start flying. And we drag it back. And in the fourth quarter, we were tied up. 26 points apiece, and we go to overtime. And in overtime, we get going. We have a bad possession to start off. And then we start moving the ball. Brandon gets fouled on a three. Nowra gets under his feet. It's a flagrant one. It's 3 free throws. About 2 minutes to go in for overtime. And Brandon hits one of them. We get the ball back. And Devontae Graham hits a massive three. He come up so clutch. Every time we needed a big three tonight, Devontae was there. And getting out of that shooting slump that we talked about on here was so important. You know, he had 26. It was his season high. It's what we want to see. He's big time. And when the faith is put in the guy to make the shot and he starts making it, his confidence grows. So we want to see that Devontae for the rest of the year. We keep feeding him, and when it's clutch time, this bloke wants the ball. So let's give it to him. So in the end, we end up defeating them 116 to 112, 13 points in overtime to 9. And Drew Holiday had the chance for a game-winning three in the fourth quarter, the final shot, and he blew it, really. You know, he ended up having a career high against us, but he didn't recognize the shot clock, shot the ball pretty much after the siren went and rimmed out a three anyway, so it didn't matter. But went to overtime, and we held on, which was good. So that's the second win in a row, another clutch time victory. It's the first win in overtime we've had this year. Now we're 1-1 in overtime, which is good, and we want to win these close ones. I know last year we were giving these up. I think we were the worst in the league. We'd given up something like 10 games. We were up by 10 in the last quarter, and we lose. In this, we're winning these close ones, and that is a change of mentality, and that's what I like to see. So that's it's a really impressive victory. Key takeaways from this one: number one, Devontae Graham's out of his shooting slump. Hopefully it's not famous last words, but he was great. He was pushing the ball. He was taking the big shots. When his number was called, he made the shot. And that's what you want to see. Key takeaway number two, we really need some bench help. The bench has been woeful. It really goes from quality starting lineup to a pretty average bench. And it got worse with these injuries. You know, you've got Kyra, who's just starting to get into his own, and now he's injured, and really we're left with don't know what. Milwaukee came out with the COVID protocols. You know, they're not very good players, and maybe I'm being too harsh on them, but they don't give us any confidence from what we've seen. You know, Nikhil 2 of 10 from 3, 5 of 17. He hit 2 shots in a row at one point, and then decided to start launching threes again. And that's not what we can have. It's disappointing. In 30 minutes, you can't waste 17 shots. You know, it's disappointing. He had the most shots of anyone of the whole game. Brandon Ingram had 16, Hart 10, JV had 15, Graham had 12, and Herb Jones had 9. So 17 of your possessions, or 12 of those 17, were empty. So a bit disappointing. But, you know, the third key takeaway is we win. And now we've got two in a row. And all that does for us is breed more confidence. We just beat the reigning champions. Yeah, they were undermanned, but the mentality, the coach is still there. You know, they still came at us. We beat them in overtime. Now we're 13th. 32% on the season. And what does that mean? Three games behind 10th, which is the play-in. And as we talked to people before the season started, the pass mark was playing. You have to make it. You know, and that looks like it's doable. You know, two-game win streak. Portland's dropped 7 in a row. San Antonio's just lost one. These teams are gettable. We're 2 games behind San Antonio and Portland. And then all of a sudden, you're 11th. So, we keep grinding. Next game, I think we have a back-to-back, actually. No, we don't have a back-to-back. We get a night off. We take on the 76ers on Sunday night, Monday morning for me. Now we're 10-21. You know, they're 15-15. They're a good side, and we need to come out and bring that mentality that we can beat anyone. We took these guys pretty close last time, so it's definitely doable. We just got to dig in. We got to buy in and continue to play the basketball that we've been playing. So, do I expect to beat them? I don't expect to beat anyone these days. But that just means I'm pleasantly surprised when we do. But now we're 5-9 at home, 5-12 on the road. Last 10 games, we're 5-5. Not many teams that have done that. You know, so we keep grinding. We keep going. And these guys will come together. So, before I wrap up, we'll talk about the Zion Williams injury. We have been given some more updates on Zion. He is out 4 to 6 weeks. He's been had his load management severely reduced. Basically, he's had an injection in the bottom of his foot to help with healing. That's pretty standard. From all reports, it's happened. A few different guys had that same process happen. So that was on Thursday. He had that done, and then he's now on the mend. So 4 to 6 weeks, and we wait for the outcome of that. So he'll ramp back up in the new year. You know, that takes us probably to the end of January. You know, you're not seeing him until middle of February. Should he come back and be ready and they decide to bring him back, you know. Otherwise, he sits for the year and we come back and reset next year. I think it'll all come down to how the team's going. But we'll see what happens. That'll be interesting as well. Also, the Birmingham Squadron is in Las Vegas this weekend. Go and check them out if you're in the area or if you just feel like watching some basketball this weekend. They have won 5 straight. So, you know, they've got a few games coming up, and we love to see it. So they'll be in Las Vegas. There'll be a couple of exhibition games. I don't think we get to play in the little tournament in Las Vegas, but regardless, we will see what happens there. So check them out and enjoy that. And we'll try to get some more guests on here very soon. Anyway, I'm going to leave it at that. We'll take on the Sixers on Sunday night. And I'll talk to you after that. So, as always, I am Lyle Swithenbank. This is the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. Bye for now.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, You're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.